All right, so let's go ahead and get started. So welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And today we're going to take a look at Men in Black International, which is the fourth movie. It's directed by F. Gary Gray. The writers are Matt Holloway and Art Markham. And the stars Chris Hemsworth and Tessa Thompson, who were in Thor Ragnarok. And I guess people thought that they would have the same chemistry. Not so much. But the synopsis is the Men in Black have always protected Earth from the scum of the universe. In this new adventure, they tackle their biggest threat to date. All right. So what happens is that it starts off with Chris Hemsworth and Liam Neeson get sent to an older scene of Tessa Thompson. There's an alien that comes into a room. The MIB organization comes to her parents, wipes the parents' memory, but they don't wipe her memory. So she has this thing to prove about if there's aliens out there. She eventually goes through a whole bunch of different programs, CIA, FBI, and she wants to go to the Men in Black. Then there's another scene of Chris Hemsworth, and I guess he's trying to do a sting on some aliens. Tessa Thompson eventually makes it to the MIB organization. And what happens is that she gets paired up with Chris Hemsworth. Liam Neeson is in charge. He's Agent T or High T. Then their first mission, they get to a club. Chris Hemsworth knows one of the characters at the club. He's under attack. And then that character gives Tessa Thompson this jewel and tells her to protect it. Starts off on the whole adventure. And then there's like some twins keep dancing for some reason. Like he's phase shifting if they're like the twins from Matrix Reloaded. So, Matt, what do you think of Men in Black?
You mean Men in Black? Ragnarok, that movie, is that the one you're referring to?
Well, it's not really Ragnarok, so they don't have the chemistry.
I agree with your assessment as far as the chemistry, but Thor was a little bit more lighthearted and had clever scenes. This movie in particular seems like it's hurt, do okay. It lacked the finesse that Men in Black 1 did, which, you know, for me, Men in Black 1 was awesome. And as the sequels came around, they weren't as great. It's continuing the trend where it's not as good as the first one. Maybe we're getting to a point where sequels aren't doing as well or not sticking to the formula that made it great or have the formula and that's made it better. Is this spoiler free?
Well, I'm going to go see it. So
then I'll keep some of the other stuff to myself. Chemistry really wasn't there. I felt the special effects were pretty good. Although the bad guys, there wasn't a lot of explanation or history behind who they were. I don't believe that they had any lines.
Yeah, they're just twins that they phase shift and can turn the clouds of dust, things like that.
Yeah, they reminded me of the twins that you saw in Matrix, the albino twins. Yeah, the only difference is that these guys could dance. I believe they won the competition on America's Best Dance Group or something like that.
World of Dance.
Less Twins.
I believe. Yeah, the Less Twins. Oh, God.
You were able to see a little bit of dancing, but outside of that, as far as their acting, I mean, they didn't really have any line. They were emotionless characters that were there to fill time and provide level of resistance to the movie as far as reaching their goal. Honestly, I probably could have waited for this on cable, not DVD, but on cable, and I probably would have been a little bit more happier than the money I spent watching it.
God, I gotta watch this movie.
About as bad or good as the last Men in Black movie. It is just a movie that has a plot that you've seen before. All these plots are pretty much the same. I think the problem with this movie is that it's not as special as it was with maybe the original Men in Black, that you're kind of getting exposed to this subculture of aliens. This one is just like, okay, well, we've seen this before. There's tons of different movies, TV shows that do something similar. Chris Hemsworth, who is normally pretty good in most stuff, being subpar in the movie, and then Tessa Thompson, she's just there just because they need somebody else to make jokes about why they call it Men in Black. And that's really it. I really don't have too much else to say about this movie. It exists, it is out there, and as Matt said, it will be on cable. That's probably the best place to watch it. So, Matt, what score would you give Men in Black International?
This soulless movie, which I regretted spending, I forgot how much dollars on it. I think $18. I think I actually saw it advanced surround and all that. Yeah, I'm really regretting it. The only reason I bought it was because the timing was perfect. I would give this movie a 5.5. It's a soulless movie, has clever bits in spurts, but not well pieced together, and fails to capture the magic that the first Men in Black did. 5.5.
Yeah, I'm going to give it like a 4. Again, the movie is not terrible. It's just mediocre. It's like, okay, you have another Men in Black movie just because at some point somebody has a license for it and they can say, well, let's do a reboot. Let's do a reimagine of Men in Black. And that's what you get with this. And it's just lifeless. Jokes don't hit. Special effects aren't great. Chemistry's not there between the two lead characters. And I think the only person that was probably good in the movie was Liam Neeson. Other than going to London and seeing it being different from New York, that's about it.
What did you think of that side character?
I don't care about any of the characters, Matt. If I had to compare it to something, it would be like Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them.
Like, oh, God. Yeah. Oh, no. Talk about
the more recent one. That, all right, they made another one of these. Okay. That's the Beast Game Podcast.